Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
40.
I definitely did not realize
4-0.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, man. What day is it? Cinco de Mayo, isn't it?
Yeah. Next Sunday, I got to throw all my drawers
40.
Away.
You got to throw all your drawers away. Why?
Yeah, 40. You throw all your underwear away.
Clearly,
and
I did.
Get new ones.
Oh, boy, that's going to cost you $10. Is $10, $12?
Probably 40. I'm going to probably get. I'm
buying you underwear for your birthday.
No, I can get 40.
I'm buying you good quality, high quality underwear for your birthday.
I can get 20 pair for 40. $42.
You're going to thank me.
No.
Dude, I really didn't realize you were turning 4-0.
Your wife, Courtney's going to take note. Next thing, one thing's going to lead to another. She's going to constantly compliment them draws, and you're going to come back and be like, hey, Dirty, he's right, man. Upgrading them, getting out of them old $2 draws, man, did me some good.
They're not $2 draws. They're good. All right, I'm going to give me some new draws.
You're going to be the first man I've ever bought underwear for his birthday.
You're not buying me. I'm not accepting it. I'm not going to accept it.
Yes, you will. I know you.
Not, no. But I'm going to New York.
When are you going to New York?
Going to New York.
Ellis.
Next Wednesday. Be out going to next Thursday. Excuse me.
Your birthday's not till Sunday. What are you leaving Thursday for?
Leaving Thursday. Go out there, have us a good time. Come back Tuesday.
You leaving the kids here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, baby.
That was nice. Just you and Court going out, huh?
Court, I got a couple friend couples.
Okay.
Riding too. You know, I would have invited you and Tyler, but you all have to work. So
yeah, we got work to do.
Yeah,
man.
We can't take the whole show. Can't all bounce. But no, man, it's going to be a good time.
Tyler's like, hell, I can't.
Tyler's like, I still got time. But here, let me ask you all this, though. So I'm going to a Yankee game. By the way, I've never been to New York. This is going to be a first time for me.
Okay.
By the way, I ran into Patrick Creighton in the hallway, host of Area 45. And I'm telling you, Patrick tried to plan my whole trip.
Ron Hewley.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah. You know, he's a New Yorker. He had me ready, man. I mean, from nightclubs, from different areas. He told me where not to be late. He told me about an Italian restaurant.
PC don't strike me as the guy that has the nightclubs.
Oh, yeah. He used DJ.
Oh, really?
Now, I will say three of the spots he told me about, Tyler, are closed down. But.
Well, he's been out of NYC for a while now.
He said, there's a place I used to spin. He didn't say spin, but I used to DJ there. But now it's closed down.
Well,
but
now, but it'd be so much better if he would have said spin, though.
Wouldn't it be so spin? But no, man, I'm going to Dodgers Yankees. I mean, I'm sorry, Tigers Yankees. I am really concerned about this. Like, what do I wear?
It's a good question.
What I hate is, we'll do this. We'll go to NRG or we'll go to Minute Maid, and you'll see somebody in just an Arizona Diamondbacks jersey. Or you'll see somebody at the Texans Jags game in a Bears jersey. I hate that, but I'm not gonna wear any. I'm not gonna wear Yankees or Tigers gear. Like what do you get? I feel weird if I go wear a Royals hat or any like what?
No.
Do I just go no hat, just blank?
You got that KC Negro Leagues.
Ooh, that's a good. Yeah, I got a couple of Negro League hats. Yeah, that's strong.
Take them both. You can alternate them joints.
I'm not going. Oh, in game, alternate them in game.
No, that'd be a tough.
That'd be a little
move,
much,
but it'd be a bit much. But yeah, I mean that way. Look, I mean you're not going to offend anybody.
Someone said wear a Royals shirt or an Astros shirt. Like yeah, I don't like to. I don't. That feels weird to me when you just wear something that ain't involved in the game.
I agree.
Unless it's like a rival and you're being an ass.
Well, the thought of you potentially being perceived as an ass is the reason why you don't do it. I mean, unless it's what you're looking for.
Like, I could see Tyler going to a Rangers game and just wearing Astros gear anyway.
Oh, there's no question.
Or a Dodgers or a Yankees game and just wearing Astros stuff anyway.
Dodgers game 2 years ago and wore an Astros polo.
But there's nothing with the Tigers and the Yankees for me. But I like that, man. The Negro Leagues hats I have, that's the move right there. That's the move right there.
I think that's your safest bet. It's you. And
I
think that's it.
Because nobody's going to say anything to me about that.
Well, no, and I don't think you're trying.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm just having a good time, baby. All right, I got that. Good, huh? Yeah, there you go. Somebody said, pull a Rob Lowe and just wear the MLB cap.
The MLB, that'd be nice.
No, it wouldn't.
Stop. I wish I had one of those.
No. So lame.
I wish I had the NFL shield on my on a hat too.
Landry has one of them.
I wish I don't. I wish I did.
You wish you did.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, that shock of the shock of the move last night. People are killing. Some people are killing the Falcons about that. I completely understand it. I think you treat that position completely differently than anything else. If there is a quarterback that you fall in love with, Clint, and unless you have Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or C.J. Stroud or Joe Burrow on your team, hell, if I was in Green Bay and there was a quarterback I fell in love with that I thought was going to be the next Brett Favre or the next Aaron Rodgers or whatever, I'm going to get him. If they met with Michael Penix Jr., Clint, and they said, "Man, this dude is everything we're looking for. This dude is everything we're looking for in a quarterback."
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.